That is today's news from National Health Executive on Monday, the 15th of April, 2024. NHS Practitioner Health has announced that it will no longer be accepting new registrants for mental health support from NHS staff in secondary care. NHS England is currently undertaking a review of the services offering, although existing patients will be unaffected. NHS providers has called the move deeply concerning, considering the challenging environment staff find themselves in, as surveys show a workforce with low morale and high burnout. The primary care element of the service has been extended for another 12 months. The government has published the terms of reference for the inquiry into the deaths of mental health inpatients at NHS trusts in Essex between 2000 and 2023. The inquiry will look into the actions of staff, the culture and governance at trusts, and the quality of internal investigations. Baroness Lampard is leading the inquiry and will report back to the government as soon as is practically possible. Health Secretary Victoria Atkins said, "We take this need seriously, and through the Lampard inquiry, we will ensure lessons are learned and patient safety is improved." And the Welsh Government has announced £4 million of funding for a network of 12 hospices providing crucial end-of-life and palliative care. The investment will be used to ensure services continue amid the cost of living pressures. Hospices in Wales provide crucial support to NHS Wales and care for around 20,000 end-of-life palliative care patients every year. While the funding injection has been welcomed, leaders have also called for a more sustainable, long-term funding approach in the future. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.